All right.
All right. Got new meeting. All right, real quick.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
You call me, Nora.
He's good.
Call the order. We went into executive session and discussed litigation, and you invited Steve and Tom and Kent and Bob Fisher.
Yep. And now we're out.
Made no decision.
No decision.
Now we're at a regular meeting. First up.
Very quickly, so we completed the trails over at Stratton Rec. We're going to name them the bidirectional climbing trail, meeting house trail, because it kind of takes you up to the old meeting house. And then the descent, we wanted to name after Al. Dupel's Down. Just because we like you so much. You've been around. We aspire to be like you when we're older. I think it's
been around a little while.
But yeah, those were the two names that we came up with, the trails. What?
Dupel Trouble?
Double Trouble.
But, you know, I talked it over with the board, and everybody thought it was pretty cool. But I was like, you know, he's a really good guy. So that's why we wanted to name the trail after you. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. That's all I got.
Hey.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
See you. Yep. I'll see you later.
Be good.
Sounds good. Thank you, buddy.
Bye. Right.
General control checklist, personal time calculation. Who was that?
That's the one that
Warner.
Who's that internal control checklist for?
Nominers. Which comes up as
personnel matters.
Now, first, we wanted to do the personal time calculation, control checklist and personal time calculations. And the control checklist, someone needs to make a motion and give out permission to sign.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
I don't know if you read the personal matters, but because we're into the new year and Tim is having his surgery after, Allie wanted to know if instead of whatever the decision had been previously that's listed in there.
Yeah.
Just let him start using his time now because he's got everything. Yes. This is all the time for this year now.
Isn't that Thursday?
That's like
17,
isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's Thursday?
Yeah. We're just up in the open and now she needs to ask that question. See how you have to handle it. Because previously he had used all of last year's time except for what he had.
I see it again.
Nothing to carry over.
Well, that's.
He had a little bit, I think, right?
Right. But now it's all back to the beginning of the year.
He's got 9.5 hours in his sick bank and 240 hours of personal time. After exhausting the sick bank, please advise if you'll be required to use personal time for the remainder of his absence. Because We had said we would cover him so he didn't have to completely. Did we say we would cover him so he didn't have to complete his personal time, or did we say we'd cover him after?
We didn't have any personal time at that point.
I thought we said we were going to pay him for when he was out in the spring, and then we were going to revisit it after the first of the year if it became an issue.
Right.
Is how I thought we. Set it.
But that was because we, apparently, according to what she's asking, was it was prior to the new year starting July 1st. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. So, do you think that we had said we would cover him without having him use his personal time?
That's what we said. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I thought we had said that if this summer, if anything else came up, then we would revisit it then and make a decision on. Well, if it went just, longer term than what he thought, or how longer if he used everything, or, you know, or whatever.
So I guess what is it? You just want to give, you can either give it to him for free or let him use down what he's got. And if he needs time later, I don't know what she's getting at exactly.
Well, if he uses down the sick time, then if he burns the sick bank, he could use the, if he is sick in March next year and he has personal time, he could use that.
And that's quite good, right? Yeah, 240
hours. 240 hours. What is that? That's 6 weeks.
Because I thought, you know, going back to when he was first out, when he first got diagnosed with this and he couldn't work because he was having all the balance issues, I thought we said that we weren't going to, I thought we decided that we weren't going to make him use his sick time at that point or any of his bank. We would just pay him for it and then he could hold on to that. So he would.
Pretty quick, too, though. I don't think we expected him to go back as soon as he did.
Right,
either, right.
Right.
When he's back in a couple of weeks now?
Yeah, it was probably like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once he has a surgery,
right, that's right. Okay. He's going to be out at least 4 weeks, right, and possibly six or more, depending upon how he recovers.
I thought we were basically just going to cover him with things with the paper. The way I maybe I understood that wrong. I don't know.
What I understood, we were going to pay him until he found out what was going on, and then go from there. But he came back to work right away, so it was no big deal.
Right.
So that's what it is for the year, 240 hours? Or did, for sick time? Or do you,
no, that's personal, it's personal time.
That's a personal.
It's all lumped into one category now.
It's all
they don't separate it by like.
Remember when that came up, Chris?
Probably would have been back like in March.
Of this shit from day one.
No, I don't think you were. And it was probably the end of February or first part of March when you first started having the problems.
So it was, it says Boomer made a motion to continue to pay Tim Bills his regular salary during his absence after the exhaustion of his sick bank, allowing Tim to save his 25 personal time. And that's 25 personal time was last year.
That was what he had left, right? That was what he had when this hit.
And then Greg seconded and all concurred.
What date, what meeting was that?
That was April 14th. Anyway.
So, in that vein, what we would do is have him burn the 99 hours of sick time and then cover him after that so that, you know, he doesn't. doesn't lose in his vacation time.
Right.
His personal time.
Yeah.
Which I don't object to.
But yeah, burn up the sick time, then we take it from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, I need a vacation. I'm not sure he's going through about it. I'm sure he'll want to come back to work as quick as he can.
Yeah.
They're doing the, or they're going to try to do the cochlear while they're in there, right?
It depends.
But they're not sure.
They don't know until they take the tumor out and find out whether the nerves are salvageable or not.
Who was that? Sarah Sargent. Bill Sargent's daughter. What husband had? Might have been a very similar situation. And they were just up last weekend.
Steve's supposed to come tonight.
He came in and asked, and he doesn't really have anything to come talk about.
There's a pretty good chance he may lose it.
He's set for Saturday.
The implant may not work, but they don't know until.
We have a hamburger and hot dog too, in case.
Yep. Yep. And then,
you bring in your camper.
Right.
Party.
No, I may not even be there when the nephew passed away. When they even planned
it. Oh, shit. How old?
60 minutes, 50 minutes.
They also have to take a chunk out of his gut. They got to take some fat out of his stomach to pack in between where the tumor was and his brain.
You got any fat?
Yeah, got any
I was going to say, it's easier to do on you or me.
I guess he's got enough. I'd give him some.
I give him plenty.
Yeah, really. Right.
They get a lot of extra.
You know, working here like this when he gets like a fat muscle.
Just set one when you're in.
It's an Arkansas lab board.
I don't know what he's saying.
Murray says it won.
Probably going to start cooking the pig on Friday night.
No, he just got sushi. He didn't get anything else.
I don't know if Mike Fontaine has to cook them that far in advance. He does them pretty fast.
Is he doing it this year?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Oh.
They want to get out here tonight.
I don't know, because like when he did the one for my wedding, he started it that morning.
Yeah.
And it was done by like 2 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, it's that early.
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I don't know exactly how long, but.
I always kind of figured it.
Probably, yeah.
It happened. It was a very, very fortunate thing. The way Dan Boyd does it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a Dan Boyd thing.
A lot of people.
Most guys do it
at night.
Yeah. Sit around big beer all night. Half a minute.
Yeah, if it isn't that big a pig, it shouldn't be that one.
It should be a big one. You can only get one this year, right? For the two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you've got 90 hamburgers.
He's getting some chicken. Too.
First one, 30 to 31.
How big was the pig we cooked last time?
Too small.
Which is what?
We didn't have any on the
second. Or they like 80 or 90 pounds, maybe, something like that. I don't know, they were.
So we shouldn't need a tremendously bigger one.
No.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Last year the weather kind of sucked, and this year, not people can wait enough to get on your tank.
The personal time. This is the internal checklist. Yeah. And then there's the personal matters.
What else we got?
Good
freeze up a lot of it.
Oh, save it for the Christmas party or
something. Yeah. Weather looks
nice. What do we need to do with this? Just prove it.
Make sure everybody signs that. I guess. If you guys are
all hot, right?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't signed it yet. I haven't signed it yet.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing Saturday. Were they doing lunch or something?
Yeah, actually, Ray and I got to go to a funeral too. So, Ralph Lawson, they're going to do his memorial service or something. I guess it's a long day somewhere. And if it was, he's the one. So, we're going to hit that then. I just wanted a kid to come up from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, my Jason and wife and kid coming up Saturday morning.
I'm sure there'll be stuff ready to eat right after that.
Southeast of Nashville. It's pretty much mid-state.
That'd be 19 with 2 hours of sleep.
19 to where?
Nashville to here.
Yeah. Nashville's 2 hours.
About 1,000 miles from here to Chattanooga.
Yeah. I think it's 1,004 miles for them to come up.
Yeah. Hey, road crews.
Oh, there's a bunch of shit. This grant agreement here that Al has to sign is for the sculpting study on the Stiles Brook culvert. It's that one that we applied for a while ago, and they finally sent the.
What's that for?
It's for that sculpting study for the Stiles Brook culvert. It's a $60,000 grant. They're paying $48,000 of it. We're on the hook for $12,000. That's our match. And then this one is for the road erosion inventory for Wyndham Regional to help us do that. It's a requirement for the MRGP that we have to have it done by October of 2027, but we might as well, we get the grant for it, so.
Where do I sign this?
Oh, there's a signature page. It's like a couple pages in, two or three, maybe second or third page in. Or maybe the second page. Every so often, yeah, it's
category.
It's a category A better roads grant. And it's for Wyndham Regional to help us do the road erosion inventory that we have to do to satisfy the municipal road general permit. Has to be done by 2027, but we'll be ahead of the curve if we get it done now.
So do you need a motion on that?
It's just, we're just signing an agreement that we're going to pay them to assist us with the record keeping and itself. So, however,
if you would like a motion, I'll make a motion.
And then the archaeological study for the Grout Pond Road is supposed to take place this week, I think the 16th. Maybe. We'll see.
Where do they have a parking lot?
What, at the down at the pond?
Apparently, that's what Allison was saying. They had it blocked off 4th of July.
Because Craig Barkas is down there doing all their trail work. So he has all his material and his equipment in there.
Oh, okay. She would have said they didn't look like they had anything going on there.
Yeah, they're upgrading the trails all around it. And I would have thought they would have been better off to wait until like fall when nobody's up there, wait till after Columbus Day. Because they're screwing up the whole summer.
I heard from Allie and Ray. I just, was the material stuff in the lot? They said no.
Sometimes there is. Sometimes it's full of gravel and beams. And I mean, I don't know. I haven't been down there. I mean, I haven't been down there every day.
There's not even a way to turn
around. No, I know. There wasn't a lot in it today, but there's been times when it's full of either his equipment and material and everything else.
And he's going to be there a lot, I guess, huh?
I don't know how much. I don't even know what it entails. I know they're, like, upgrading the trails and... Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem to me like a lot of people have been out there this year. I'll bet they'll have another one of those huts down there before they're done. But
I don't think everybody likes walking all the shit down there.
Well, you can still drive down to where you can like unload your kayaks.
Right.
You can still get to there.
Right.
You just can't get into the outhouse that's down there.
You can't use the outhouse either?
And use the one up above. I mean, I think you could use it, but you have to walk around because he's got it all fenced off, and that's probably a government requirement. They probably probably tell them to put, you know, the Great Wall of China up so nobody can get in there. Yeah, yeah. But they're supposed to be up. Yeah, they're supposed to be up there doing the dig this week, I guess, to see what they can find. And then the culvert for down here for the Western Maker Road is here, and the day we do that, we're gonna close this road. So whenever you can fit it
this
in.
This week is not great.
Okay.
Next week.
Okay. That'd be great. Yep, because then that way maybe Tom can do the crossing while he's in town, because he's going to be moving over to this side. If anybody's been over there paving, they're working on the reclaiming and all that stuff. They're up to pretty much they got about halfway up to maintenance today with the reclaimer. So I think they'll be putting down mix tomorrow, the base coat on the rest of the hill.
Down by the school.
Yeah, well, I left them tonight at about 6 o'clock, and they had got up that far. And
they come up the hill to start as well.
Yeah, they're up. I guess it's maybe halfway up the hill with a base coat now. And then he'll base coat the rest of it tomorrow, because he doesn't want to leave the hill open any longer than he has to with rain and stuff. So
yeah.
I told Dan that we put a little water on it for him this afternoon, and I said it'll get that other 4 inches that we're going to get at midnight tonight and wash it out. So. But and then they're going to just keep on trucking up towards the village. But they got all the milling done, so the grinding should go pretty fast now. The hill ground pretty hard. It was over a foot thick in places, even though they bored it. It was like 14 inches in some places. But it was pretty. It was pretty thin in places up by treetops when they milled it. They went right into base, so there was only about 4 inches on some of that. So, but we're gonna straighten your little corner, and I think I'm gonna have them ease that one up past the lot two. Maybe take some of that crook out of it. Maybe just kind of wind it out a little bit.
Yeah, that washes out quite often. Right inside, if you come out a lot too, it washes that. The water comes off the road and
right.
Comes down the side of the road.
Yeah.
No place for it to go.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to see if we can make it ride a little better up through there. So, and then Tom's going to give me a day where his crew's going to come over, and we're going to put the membrane on Kennedy Road, and he'll pave that, you know, while he's in town, and then maybe we'll take a look at Pike Hollow. I think we have plenty of money to do it with. So see if we can raise that up a little so that doesn't pool water, because even if you take the shoulders off it, it's just the way that lays in there, it still just ponds in there. I'm sorry, at the bottom of Penny Avenue, just off of Pike Hollow where it always I'm sorry, I said it wrong. But it always ponds in there. And when we did that rock wall a couple of years ago, Coop cut the grade down, and it's still just isn't quite enough. So I think, and we were talking about going up around that corner a little ways. So, you know, I think if we bring it all together, yeah.
Right now?
No. Get the grants. The roadside mowing is going on. Dana has, I think, the majority of his work done. And then he's going to come back Saturday and probably brush hog the wreck area. Both on the trails and brush hog that. And then Stuart's been following him around with our new mower and been weed whacking. And,
doing all the yard though.
Yeah. And about anywhere he can reach. He's been cutting a lot of brush with it.
Did a good job on our road.
It's working out really good. Yeah. It doesn't get quite as close to the guardrails as we had hoped, just because there's hoses and just the way it lays, but we can weed whack that part of it. But
yeah.
he's put in a lot of time on it the last couple of weeks. Yeah. And it looks good what he's done. And then Tim goes out Thursday for probably a minimum of 4 weeks, depending upon how that all plays out. I mean, I think it's a kind of a crapshoot at this point.
Yeah.
So
I guess a big worry.
Yeah. Are you guys okay with me purchasing like a toolbox and a rack and a fuel tank for the new pickup? to have in it. And then there's a guy, I'm getting prices through Glenn at Northeast Municipal, and he also has a guy that'll like wire up all the strobe lights and spotlights and stuff, if that's all right with you guys.
Two boxes and a
fuel tank, like a portable fuel tank, so when we leave the excavator out somewhere, we don't have to bring it in 5 gallon cans, which is kind of a pain. And then he'll wire up some like strobe lights, and there's a spotlight I'd like to get for the rack, kind of the same idea as the one that the power company uses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's going to be a few thousand bucks. I mean, it's not going to be cheap, but nothing, you know. So I'll have him set that up. And this same guy is in the process of becoming a Boss dealer. He's a Fisher dealer now. So once he gets all set up with his pricing and everything, he can also price us a plow for it. But he's down somewhere around Cheshire, Mass., just below Adams. Glenn is out of North Adams, and this guy that he deals with sells all this kind of stuff. And we'll just send the truck down. He'll mount everything, mount the lights, and when it comes back, it'll be ready to go. So, and then I got another call from a different guy, not Steve that usually comes from Green Mountain Power, but I got a call from the guy that spent the whole winter around here mapping out all the poles. And he had a discussion with me on the phone because they had an interest in doing underground all the way up the paved section of West Jamaica. So he wanted to come out and meet with me. And I told him on the phone, I said, I think you're wasting your time, because I said, I don't think we're going to allow it. Mm-hmm. But he said, I'd like to meet you anyway. And we had about a 5-minute conversation out in the parking lot. He decided that he probably wasn't going to pursue it, because I told him, I said, there's a ditch line all the way, and we don't want you in our ditch. So we really don't want you in our blacktop, and if we let you in the blacktop, you're going to change every single culvert, and you're going to repave every culvert you're going to be responsible for 5 years. And I laid it on heavy enough, so I think he realized that this isn't worth doing. So I don't think we're going to hear from him again. I think they're probably going to – I get the impression they're going to go overhead with all of it, all the way up through West Jamaica. He didn't know for sure about going in the dirt part of it yet. That he was sent up here to investigate the paved part of it, but after we talked about it, he said, "I don't think it makes any sense." And I said, "I don't either, honestly." You know,
there on mountain road Sunday, spotting poles and checking things out.
Well, they're getting ready to bring power into that new house,
yeah.
And I talked to the guy from Londonderry Builders a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know, do we want to bring that issue up tonight or?
I don't know. If you want, I did leave a copy of the ZBA findings.
Okay. Yeah.
You've heard about it, right?
Yeah.
I told him just to submit a permit and take it up through the BCA.
ZBA, yeah.
ZBA. I don't know why there was a requirement for that to be surveyed last time. I think probably because it talks about doing surveys for subdivision. New lots and subdivision.
Excuse me.
I would just let that go and put it wherever the hell they want.
The long and the short of it is they'd like to move the driveway a little bit down the hill. They feel it's too close to the corner.
My only thought for the selectmen tonight was if you thought it was enough of an issue that it's unsafe, you want to give them a permission on that for that reason to have a temporary permit until they resolve the rest of it through the proper process to have them go ahead and do a temporary and move it down where they want it
through us. So I
do the selectmen.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I didn't get the impression they were in a wicked hurry to get the new driveway in.
Well, if they're not, then they can just
from what he said. He said we're living with this one now, but he said ultimately they'd like to move it down, and him and I looked at it. It's gonna
be put in a permit.
Yeah.
And I
actually talked to him the other day.
They're worried about safety right now?
Well, they are, but I mean, I don't think it's something that he thinks he needs this week, is what I'm saying. I mean, he said it's not like immediate. They want to do it. They'll go through the process, but because
yeah.
I said to him, I said, I can see if we can grant you at the next meeting like a temporary permit. He said, I don't think that's necessary. He said, we're not going to do it like this week, but that was about a week. That was right before July 4th, I think, that I talked to him, and he told me that GMP told him they were going to start bringing power in there within the next 2 weeks, which kind of puts them into this week if they're on schedule.
Well, if they need to bring it up through the along the right of way, then he may want to mark out where he wants it.
Yeah, I mean, he knows where he wants the driveway, and I don't know if they're just bringing it to a temporary for him or how they're doing it. But
why don't we just call it a temporary permit?
Yeah.
No harm in it.
I'll just
write it in.
I'll make a motion.
Temporary.
Grant him a temporary one where the permanent one's going to be.
Yeah.
Basically.
Temporarily permanent.
What's that?
Did they give permit for months?
Yeah.
That's where they found it.
Yeah,
that was Steinfeld.
It wasn't these owners. It was when Hal and Jeff were trying to get it so they could put the entrance on the upper lot, because the lot's divided by the brook. And so they wanted to move the entrance up, and they had the whole hearing and everything, and where they located it, I think, was really more where Jeff marked it out rather than the people wanted it. And then until the guy really saw it all in place, he was, and it is kind of close to the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave Shaves has been putting signs up, and the way that people drive on that road, I mean, they come, you know, people, it's ridiculous how fast they drive on that road.
Yeah.
Really.
Weren't we trying to keep this, like, there's a 2,000 foot distance?
I think so.
We were trying to keep it as close to that. I don't think we met that.
And some of it had to do with that.
Well, no, there wasn't 2,000. That's why it went to the ZBA. As far as possible.
Right. Yeah.
We got close to 2,000. We didn't get.
Well, right. Yeah. It came down to where it was, where he marked it, and where it seemed to be safe enough.
That's
And that's why I got.
If we went 2,000, we'd probably be up.
He didn't have 2,000 feet.
Yeah, he's probably up at North Cemetery.
That's why he had
he did that. So I think where they're going to put it is going to be fine. He'll have to.
So we don't need to sign anything on this.
Shouldn't be.
That'll be an interesting zoning board meeting.
You want to do, when the time comes, you want to do an organizational before you do that. So I need a chair the most.
All right.
He got lost on the way.
So if I see Ben, they have our permission to start on that access if they want.
You guys gave him a temporary, and I think for safety purposes, and I think that should be good enough.
Yep.
It'll
be fine. It's actually, I think what Jeff was thinking was it wouldn't like totally divide the lot with a driveway. I think he kind of thought the way the land went in, that seemed like a logical
place. I'm kind of curious where they're going to put it. Just,
it's 120 or 130 feet down from where it is.
Where it is right now works well with the lot and where they got the foundation.
No, I agree.
It's kind of a bummer that they got to do it.
I hear you. The natural flow is nice where it is. It's just you kind of come in and you drive right up, and now you're going to kind of go in, and they're going to have to go up.
Yeah.
You want that just for your records when it comes up later on as a CCA thing.
Okay, cool. That's all I have.
Okay, night.
Like I say, we'll be looking away.
Personnel
cool, I'll measure that.
Do we have any personnel issues?
We already went over this. That was the thing.
All right, area requests.
No, Wadsworth's doing it. They want to do something at the rec area in August, but they've got two dates up in the air. Put a tent up and have their.
And who's going to see about getting? You're going to see about getting the septic cleaned up down there, rec area.
The what?
We told her to ahead and start doing that again. It was just a misunderstanding.
Cleaning the shit house out of rec area.
Uh huh.
I should say outhouse.
Okay. Just, you mean physically cleaning the inside of the outhouse itself? Because we just pumped the tank a couple of years ago, so I didn't know if that's where you were going. I didn't know.
The outhouse needs cleaning.
Okay.
Yeah. But what's the face hasn't been cleaning it since COVID?
Oh.
So it's dirty.
Who did it?
Shelly.
Doesn't clean
it. She cleans this from that.
Tim, sweeps it out occasionally. Takes down some toilet paper and stuff. Tim keeps track of it. I got to take a look at that fence around the cellar hole, too, that took a hit during the winter. I mean, and see if that's something we should be able to fix it somehow.
Do we need to actually review the contract that the resort has with the withdrawal funds?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's an Act 250 thing, right?
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, you don't...
We just hadn't done it.
You just want to sign off on
it. We just signed off.
No, I mean, I just...
Just approve it, and Al can sign off on it. But you can sign it right here.
That's okay. I don't care.
It's just, it's something we do, like, once every 2 years.
This is the first time we've done it. Since I've been on.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it prior. I think it just slipped. That's why Kent asked Jeff about it.
I was thinking maybe we'd just put speed bumps on, like every quarter mile from the resort to like Bill's Corner.
I can't wait till the first time somebody goes over one of those ones at the low boy and rips it right out of the ground over there.
What are they trying to,
well, we approved them to put those.
Well, we didn't approve, we approved. We told them he could talk to the state.
Right, yeah,
we didn't actually approve implementing them. We told them.
See, in Florida, there's a lot of these bumps in different
places. Yeah. They're in parking lots and roads.
And they work good.
But they
don't have to plow.
Well, but you know what?
Well, they're going to take them out for the winter.
But the other thing that, you know, and I think there's some validity to this. Like, for instance, like my sister, when she lived in New Jersey, she lived on this street, and it was kind of like Penny Avenue, you know. It was like, it saved 38 seconds if you took this residential street as opposed to, you know, the highway. And Google Maps sent everybody that way. And so they put speed humps down the street. And
probably coming through like a race.
Everybody stopped going that way. You know. So I think, you know, like, you know, when Jeff was here, you know, and somebody said, oh, it's going to be a bitch and a 10-wheeler. It's like, well, you know what? There's room. 30 and Route 100 if you need to go from Bonneville to Dover. And the difference in time...
Yeah, that's not the prize. It's just the people who live and work in the areas.
Yeah, but the thing is that...
There's not that much through traffic.
There's a shitload of through traffic, Al.
Is there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, like, all Hunter's rigs, all Jimmy Ryan's rigs, you know, like, if they're going from Bonneville to Dover, which a lot of them do, they're going this way. And you know what? I mean...
Well, every kid that comes through there to go and burn Burton from Dover goes through that way. It's the only really way you can go.
Well, the thing is, though, is that you can take 100 to 30, and the difference in time is like 3.5 minutes. Not that I think anybody's going to change their way, but it seems like a shortcut, but it really...
It's not.
And then if you're driving a triaxle towing a low boy.
There ain't gonna need no wall. There ain't gonna be no wall.
I always went down around when he hauled them my house from Bailey's out of Manchester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, it's only a couple minutes longer.
And it's probably easier on the truck.
Oh, it is.
It's probably way easier on the truck.
When they pave on this side, Fuller's been sending them to East Jamaica.
All those corners and shit.
It's easier. They all bitch about pulling the hill. You know. So when they did the last paving over here, they went around.
And then go back.
Yeah.
Back to road crew stuff. We did have a fleet permit to approve. It's just the first and second. Beacon Hill. Okay. Beacon sales registration.
Sales good.
Acquisition.
Second.
Some super, I can hear him coming from the turned off the pipe panel. You gave my friend this cool iron. I bet you're doing it. I'm standing in the middle of the lane with my finger out.
And you thought of
it. Yeah, I have your shit.
Who are they? Anybody know?
Jersey tags.
Well, just throw something out there and let them run over it and pick it up and go back to your house. They won't know where it is.
Dogs, animals.
All right, so
do you have any 3 foot
calls? Do selectmen's minutes.
Selectmen minutes. Hello.
Aye.
I think so.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, and then the dog report, just accept the annual dog report.
I think that's a three-footer. I think I have half the three-footer that was left over from up there. I'll measure it in the morning. It's either a 30 or a 3, but I'm pretty sure it's a three-footer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm saving a trip for that. I
was going to remember well. So I did at Mom's house.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
We put a three-footer in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I added that after. So it's added to the agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm also going to measure the width of that squash foot so I know how wide it's cut down. Probably going to have side digging. I don't think you can strap
it. I think it was $1.60 a gallon. First and second. And
so move.
Once we get the pavement ripped up.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
We did the police
contract.
Keep going.
We have a...
What, sorry?
The town history reprint that we raised $4,000 at town meeting for, and this, she'll do 100 books from repro. People do the town reports. She's can print the books. And it was a little over, $4,190 for 100 books, so that's $4,190 a piece. We only raised $4,000 for this, but she did throw in, if we went up as high as 200 copies, it was $6,295. Which brings it down to 31 something a piece. If anybody, if you just want to do 100 books, then that's probably
100 books will do it.
A little over, 4190, and it's probably going to be a couple
is
hundred.
Is your book?
The town history.
Yeah,
I hit on the history book.
Your book.
Well, the one I wrote, yeah, it's a town's book. Yeah, yeah. We're completely out of the regular histories.
How many of it be sold? I mean.
All of everything we had.
But how many did you know?
I don't know. The whole lot that we got 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, quite a lot.
How much did you sell them for then?
Well, this last one was $40 a piece. Because that's what it cost to print them.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah. And the first lot, it was like $35 a piece. So
we essentially need a motion to go the extra $180 or whatever.
Well, just go with that 100. It'll be a little over that.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Now, are you going to update it to when they get done on Grout Pond and find that the ancient Arctic Indian had an encampment there in 1779 or whatever?
You can type up a little addendum and just toss it in loosely.
Yeah, okay. Find a jawbone up there from.
I'll sign it.
Chief Frozen Nuts.
The deer flies with Rick and Ted.
Oh, my
God.
And you have to sign it with things.
Rick will sign it.
Oh,
any other business?
I'm going to miss the 11th.
Okay.
Did you adjourn?
I'll make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.